Calls for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's Call for Action's president and your host, Shirley Rooker.
Are you aware that the 100 deadliest days for teens are between the end of school for the summer and when it starts up in the fall? Texting by teens is a major factor in driving accidents. AT&T is undertaking an extensive campaign to educate teens and their parents about texting and other mobile safety issues. Joining me to discuss this campaign is Andrea Brands. She's the Director of Consumer Safety and Education for AT&T. Andrea, welcome to Of Consuming Interest.
Oh, thank you. Great to be here.
Now, this is really a fascinating study that you all commissioned, and it's all part of your It Can Wait campaign, I gather.
Yes.
So you're doing on a lot of fronts. You're out there looking out for safety for kids and helping the parents to train those kids to be safer.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about the survey that you did on teen drivers. Now, was this a self-reported survey? What was the parameters for it?
Oh, sure. Well, we worked with a company who went out and talked to teens and asked them to fill out a survey, and which they did, and those are the results that you see here.
Okay. So they're talking about their behavior.
Yes.
When they're driving, how they're using cell phones or not using and mostly using. That's a little scary, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell me why teens are so much more susceptible to accidents while they're texting.
Absolutely.
It has to do with brain development, I believe.
Yes, it does. And I think it's commonly known that the human brain is not fully developed, I believe, until the early 20s anyway. So they're still very much, while parents might look at their teen and think, oh my goodness, it's a young adult, which is true, you know, their brains are still developing and they're learning things all the time. Driving skills, that's one of them, and they just do not have the experience or the skill set at that point when they're learning to drive.
You know, I had one safety expert tell me that a teen talking on a mobile phone while driving was the equivalent to gulping 3 beers before they got behind the wheel. Now, I would think texting multiplies that considerably because of at least when you're talking, you can look straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're texting, you're not looking ahead,
mm-hmm.
unless they know that keyboard so well that they can do it. But that is a really scary thing. Now, when you all did the survey, how many of these kids reported that they actually did texting while driving?
Oh, I would say that more than half said that they do that. The number is quite high, even though they all knew that they shouldn't be doing it. A lot of them were still doing it.
So they're willing to admit that they do it.
And there's underreporting. I'm sure there was. So it's even greater than that.
But they were anonymous, I'm assuming.
Yes.
That the surveys were anonymous so that they can't, you know, their parents are not going to be. But the other thing is, I believe that you all asked kids the question about how receptive they were to learning about safety and putting limits on their use of phones
mm-hmm.
while they're driving.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they said their parents didn't do this. Tell us about that aspect. That's a very surprising aspect of the study.
Yes, actually, that was in a different study, but it was similar. It was just, you know, discussing safety with kids. And most of them, when they receive their phone from their parents, they do expect, or they're okay with, I should say, parents setting the rules. They're fine with it. And we're finding that even though the kids are okay with it, the parents aren't necessarily doing it. So, you know, I guess you kind of have to add that to your list of the talks that you have to have with your kids growing up.
Well, that's actually part of the mobile safety campaign, which I guess encompasses the texting while driving campaign, is the It Can Wait campaign.
Yes,
would that be
all,
correct?
Yeah, they're all falling under our consumer safety and education effort. We really want to make sure that we are getting the message out so that people are enjoying our, you know, the technology. You know, we want you to have fun. We know this is a part of your life. We want this to help improve your life in all kinds of respects. But we also want you to be safe. So
yes.
We're really focusing on that, making sure that, you know, people are using our products efficiently, they're using them wisely.
But mobile phones are mobile devices, or whatever you want to call them, they're not the biggest reason that kids get involved in accidents. That has to do with how many people are in the car.
Yeah,
or
there are lots
of other issues, but that's a very significant one.
Yes, there are a lot of distractions, obviously, that teens encounter. And yes, you're right. What you're referring to, I think, is perhaps a finding by the National Safety Council that found that the number one reason why kids get into accidents are the number of passengers that they have in a car, and that grows exponentially on the number you know, as each passenger is added.
Yes. Well, let's go back and focus on the texting for a little bit, and then we'll go back and talk about the mobile safety study as well. Mm-hmm. Going back to the texting, did you find that there was a difference between the amount of texting between boys and girls? Did it make any difference? Was there any kind of differentiation?
Well, certainly we found that girls do text more than boys. That's more of their world, although teens do text more than they drive, or excuse me, more than they talk on the phone overall. That's just my generation, we talked on the phone. This generation texts. That's the bottom line for both boys and girls. Girls do it more, but boys admit to riskier behavior while they're behind the wheel. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so it's, you know, both we need to make sure both are being educated.
Well, what were some of the other things that came out of this study? What did you learn about teens? Now, I guess one of the things that surprised me the most was the distribution of mobile phones among different populations. And I think you looked at African-Americans, mm-hmm. Hispanics, and Caucasians. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the findings.
Yeah, what we did find was that in the Latino population, we have a great opportunity, I think, to educate those drivers more. They admitted to a little bit riskier behavior. And I think that the parents were not engaging in conversation about the risks of texting while driving either. So we've got that opportunity, I think, to reach out to them. But also, those groups do tend to, both African-American and Latino tend to text more than other segments of the population. So great opportunity to get that word out.
To get education to kids and their parents, because the parents
and
are
their parents.
Part and important part of that whole thing. Now, you also have something that you call a drive mode app.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Absolutely love to. Well, one of the reasons why we're very excited about one of the findings was that we know that teens are, this shocked me a little bit because I didn't think that the time crunch was so great, but teens actually expect a response to their text within 5 minutes.
Wow.
So, yes. I mean, that's pretty quick, and that's pretty high pressure. So imagine if you're in the car, you're a teen, and that you know, ding goes off, and you feel like you have to respond to it. Well, we already have an app that's out there that's free to Android and BlackBerry AT&T customers that sends a message automatically to someone who's texting you saying, hey, I'm driving. I can't respond to your text right now.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
It's like being out of the office and your email says, I can't respond right now.
Exactly. And it takes the pressure off because the driver can't hear it. The bell doesn't go off. Mm-hmm. You don't know that somebody's texting you. So the temptation is gone, and the driver, the teen driver, feels better because they know somebody's getting that response saying, hey, I'm driving.
I'm protected.
So, my friend's not going to get mad at me because I didn't respond.
Let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Andrea Brands. She's the Director of Consumer Safety and Education for AT&T. And we're talking about some of the campaigns that they have, the It Can Wait campaign on texting, and then their mobile safety. And there's a mobile safety website that we're going to talk about in just a little bit. But going back to this, I think this whole idea of giving kids something to fall back on that they don't have feel the necessity to respond, they don't know that they're being texted. Mm-hmm. And now, what kind of acceptance are you finding among kids?
Oh, they love it. We've talked to them. They absolutely think that's a plus. And we've asked teens without their even knowing that we have this app. And they've said, well, something that would do this. And they mm-hmm. describe exactly mm-hmm. what Drive Mode does.
And we just happen to have that for you.
Exactly. And, there's an interesting story behind Drive Mode, too, because it was an idea that was born of the tip that the innovation pipeline that we have at AT&T, where employees can submit ideas mm-hmm. And other employees can vote on those ideas. And this was one of those issues and ideas that a lot of our employees, so many of them, feel very passionately about. So this particular idea got so many votes, and it's just been a great addition to the many tools that we provide.
It's not just for kids.
Oh yeah, it's for parents too.
Because parents text, they tell their kids not to, and they text
exactly. Or they're on their BlackBerry. They're mm-hmm. doing their emails or something. Absolutely, they it's kind of the don't do as I do as I say mm-hmm. Mentality mm-hmm. that doesn't really work very well with the teen population.
But you know, it is interesting that how it can relieve the pressure on a teen, that instantaneous response. It just doesn't have to happen right now because my friend knows that I'm doing something that I can't respond.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I like the whole concept of this. Now, AT&T subscribers can get this. They just go to a website and download the app.
Absolutely. They can go to att.com/itcanwait, or they can just go to att.com and you'll see a little box that will drive you to or send you to the campaign. And
I like the drive phrase. It'll drive you.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to drive people away from texting. All right.
Certainly hope so.
Yeah. Well, not from texting, but from doing
right,
it
from doing
when
while
it's
they're driving.
Dangerous. And one of the things that I thought was so interesting is reading about kids thinking that it's okay to text while they're stopped at a red light or a stop sign.
That's a
no-no, right?
Absolutely. If I had a dime for everybody that told me that, teens and adults, I'm hearing more and more that they're doing this. And it really is not a good idea. There are thousands upon thousands of crashes at intersections every year. It's a dangerous place, and you've got to be aware. And this goes back to that experience, that skill set that teens don't have that adults do. And that is, they're not necessarily, they call it hazard mapping. They're not watching for the hazards beyond what's right in front of them. So when you're in an intersection, you know, there are all kinds of distractions.
Sure.
There are bikers, there's a pedestrian, there are things going on. You know, maybe somebody hasn't cleared the light. So if they have that jackrabbit start and they're in the middle of the intersection, it's really just a recipe for disaster.
Now, what's so funny is that teens know texting is dangerous and they do it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Almost all of them know and they still end up doing it. You're a teen. You think you're impervious.
That's
and
true.
That you will
That's
not
true.
Be hurt and it won't happen to
it's
me.
It's not going to happen
yep.
now.
And all
no.
it takes is that split second and your life has changed completely.
Well, and you found that the older teen, the 15-year-old and above, were more likely to engage in this behavior than the younger kids. Because kids get phones now at 12
right.
and...
Right.
Very young ages.
Well, what we're finding and what we're hoping we can do is kind of recruit these younger kids that are in the car and that they will speak up if somebody's texting while driving. And that's an unfortunate finding that, they have learned in other polls is that the younger kids, though, while they know it's wrong, don't necessarily feel as comfortable speaking up and saying, don't do this while I'm in the car. So we're really hoping to empower those kids to say, mom, dad, don't do that. You're not supposed to. And, you know, if they're in with with some teens, a brother or sister, you know, that they feel confident and comfortable telling them, don't put my life in jeopardy.
Well, what was interesting also was the number of teens who said, yes, they've been in a car with someone who was texting while driving.
Yes.
Now, did you ask the follow-up question? Did you tell them to stop?
Yes. And some of them say, yes, I did. And some of them say no. Now, whether they actually feel comfortable enough.
That'd be a hard thing to do.
It would be.
It's your buddy, he or she's driving you around and you're going to tell them to stop doing something?
Absolutely. So, you know, maybe what you could do is say, let me text that for you.
That's a great idea.
Get a designated texter in the car.
I like that.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there are lots of ways that you can say no without necessarily saying
without
no.
Without saying no. Yeah, absolutely. Any other interesting things that came out of this? I mean, obviously, you know, there's a great educational, great opportunity for an educational campaign, which you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other findings that were significant?
I think those are really the high points, those challenges that, you know, making sure that law enforcement knows that, you know, we're finding that's a behavior so that they can, you know, better, protect the drivers out there. I think, again, making sure that we're hitting all segments of the population with that message. Mm-hmm. That's something that we're really going to hit hard this year.
And you're doing a lot to get that message out, right?
Absolutely. We are in the communities. We're holding summits. We take out something called a drive simulator.
I've heard about that.
It is a fun, effective way to show people you cannot text and drive. And people are shocked. Teens get out of the car and they're surprised. Can I tell you about it?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. It's something that we work with a group called Peer Awareness. It's a nonprofit. And they have all these gizmos and sensors and computer stuff. And they hook it up to a car. We just get get a local car, and the driver gets in. They put on a pair of goggles, and it's almost like they're playing a computer game. Mm-hmm. So they're on their phone, they're texting, and people that are standing outside can actually watch what they're doing, how well they're driving on the screen. So not only is that driver getting the benefit, but anybody that's standing outside is watching it as well. And usually, I don't know, 20 seconds, and they've either hit a pedestrian or a poor little doggy, or you know, they're weaving, or they're going 5 miles an hour, and it's
that is amazing.
Yes, and they get out of the car just shocked. The stories, you know, to me it's incredible, right? But I've been doing this for a while, but to them, first time experiencing it, they're like, yeah, this is not a good idea.
You need to enlist those kids who participate to talk to their friends. This is not something to do.
Absolutely. And we hope that they do. That's why we ask them to sign the pledge. Sign mm-hmm. our pledge. Don't text and drive. Send it to your friends. Send mm-hmm. it to your parents. Mm-hmm. You know, have a family pledge.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're all going to sign up. We're not going to do this. I won't text you. You don't text me mm-hmm. while I'm driving. We're just going to accept that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also businesses. You know, we've got our own corporate policy. We're out trying to work with other businesses if they're interested to incorporate or implement their own no texting mm-hmm. policy. And mm-hmm. we've got a kit actually online that they can use to help educate, you know, their own employees, because, you know, often employees
That's
have to
right.
drive as part of their job or to or from their
Absolutely.
Job. And, you know, they want their employees to be safe, too.
Or they're just out there texting family and friends while they're driving, no matter whatever the reason.
Right.
It's something that you need to be concerned about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's just take a brief pause to let our listeners know they're tuned into Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Andrea Brands. She's the Director of Consumer Safety and Education for AT&T. And we're talking about a number of campaigns that they've undertaken to improve safety using phones, texting, et cetera. And the one that we've been talking about here is the It Can Wait campaign, which is at your website, as you said, and you can go there and get all kinds of information.
Absolutely. att.com/itcanwait.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the broader campaign of the mobile safety. And you have a website on this one as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Mobile Safety Website.
Yes, it just got launched. It's att.com/family safety.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about this campaign.
Well, we're really excited about this campaign because we know there is so much information out there and in different spots. And where do you go as you're a parent? You know, you've got all this technology. Where do I go? Well, we're trying to solve that. Mm-hmm. So that you can come and do just have a one-stop shop, as it were, and get all kinds of information. You can, get expert advice from a group that we work with called Common Sense Media, who has all kinds of great information. You can learn about content filters and a study that we did that shows, you know, maybe parents will feel a little bit better if they know that their kids really expect them to have the talk and to set the guidelines when they get the phone.
I mean, there are ways to block all kinds of incoming messages, calls from bullies, which has been in the past a huge problem.
Oh, yes.
Give us some of the things that you can actually accomplish on that phone to make it safer and better device for your kids.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that you brought that up about the bullying, because again, another reason why parents need to have that conversation, because the numbers were pretty high. You know, more than half of the young kids had received a bullying text. So they brought Wow. it from the classroom onto the phone. So while, I certainly don't want to, you know, make anyone scared that they're getting a phone, because that's not what this is about, you still need to be prepared and have that talk with your child so that mm-hmm. if something like that does happen, they feel comfortable in coming to you.
Well, it's not only, it's the sexual messages, it's the bullying.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of ways that, well, you know, technology is wonderful. I absolutely adore it. I adore my smartphone, my tablet, etc.
Right.
But it does make you more accessible mm-hmm. so people with not necessarily good intentions can reach out to you.
Exactly. So let's not make our children fearful of it.
Of course
but
not.
Let's let them arm them, empower them so that they know when they
I don't think we're going to make them fearful. They love their
mobile
devices.
You know, I think you're right. I think you're right. I'm much more fearful. But
that's true.
But
we scare ourselves.
Exactly. We do. But at least we can let them know, here's if this happens to you, here's what I want you to do. I want you to come to me or go to your aunt or something and,
right.
and give them a process.
Right. But I do think that study, and I alluded to it a little bit earlier, your mm-hmm. mobile safety study,
mm-hmm.
Kids said, yes, I'm quite willing to have a conversation with my parents about safety and using my phone. And that could encompass texting and all kinds of messages and so on and so forth. And yet parents don't do it.
Right. That's absolutely right. And it's kind of shocking because when you think what you're giving your child, you're kind of giving them the world.
Access to the world. You got it.
Which is great. But it's also a responsibility. So let's treat
and
it
there,
as such.
And there are ways that you can limit when a phone can be used.
Exactly.
Tell us some of the things that you can encompass are encompassed in this project.
Sure. We have free tools. We have some services that we have available for folks so that if parents want to, they can, you know, block the times that someone can receive a text so that they have greater control. You know, if your daughter's texting at 10 o'clock at night, you know, with the lights off, you know.
And she's got an exam tomorrow.
Exactly. You can make sure that, okay, I don't have to take your phone away, but I can control it, and it's all good. And I think that's a little less hurtful, perhaps, to the student.
And I think it's important, too, to have this conversation with your child and tell them that I'm putting these kind of restrictions on here, and here's why.
Right.
And let's discuss it. If you want to push back on it, we can talk about it.
Exactly. And we've got something like a purchase blocker so that, you know, they can't go and buy certain things that you don't want them to get into yet.
That's a good idea.
Because we know that those are out there.
Yep.
So there are, you know, there are filters that they can look into and get so that there's just greater control from your own device controlling what they're seeing.
So the mobile safety campaign encompasses all of these things, and that's getting parents and kids on a same level about the availability of tools available.
Right. Empowering them. And not just for parents, you know, we certainly encourage children to get on there too. If they've got questions, they might have questions. Maybe they don't feel comfortable asking their parents about.
That's very
true. Fair enough. Go on the website and, you know, check it out. There are lots of great sites. I mean, we work with a lot of great partners too in that area that, you know, we look to all the time for their expertise that also have wonderful information.
Yes.
And
helpful in getting
too.
Information out to others. And that's the important part. And I think that what you're doing in terms of focusing on outreach to other groups and your simulator that you take out about the texting. That's just such a fantastic way to make people aware.
Yes.
Did you get a good media response from the campaign?
Oh, my gosh.
Tremendous.
Thousands. Yeah. I'm not exaggerating. Thousands of stories. The media just thought it was great. I think a lot of the reporters themselves, I mean, we did something here locally, and one of the reporters was crashing, and she couldn't believe it. And it's just a really great way to teach something to someone that's serious.
Well, because you see it. I mean, you see it.
You experience.
It's not just somebody telling you that this is what happens.
Right.
You're getting there and behind the wheel, and it's happening to you. That makes it pretty close to home.
It's very personal, and we're not preaching.
No.
Yeah, it's a great point.
No, I mean, I like the idea, too, that people watching can see what's happening.
Yes.
Because you're educating a lot of people at the same time.
Yep. And they take a quiz.
And they are saying, I could do better than that. Yeah, right.
Exactly. And they take a quiz before they get in the car. And some, you know, we ask them kind of their age. We don't ask them any, you know, really personal information or anything like that. But just what's your age? You know, do you text and drive? Things like that. And I can guarantee you when they go to the post, you know, Q&A, the answers are much different. No, I will not do this anymore. This is not a good idea.
I just ran over three dogs, a car.
Yes, exactly. The dogs seem to get to people.
Yeah.
When they hit a dog, that's it.
Does.
That's over. We totally won someone over.
People love their pets. They love their animals. There's no question about it. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for sharing this with us. We've been talking about a lot of wonderful things that educate parents and kids about safety when you're using your mobile phone or just in general and how not texting while driving. But anyway, you've been listening to Of Consuming Interest right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guest has been Andrea Brands, Director of Consumer Safety and Education for AT&T. I'm Shirley Rooker. Thank you for joining us.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.